And so here, yeah, go right ahead, Ty, and Coach Mike Smith is actually going to be coming over. And, Ty, I'll hand him my headset here. We'll just trade off.
Well, Coach, exciting times. You had a guy foul out, your big boy, Kelvin Jones, 16 points, had blood ripping from his arm there, and still get the victory. Boy, what a big game for Trey Nelson. 23 points, critical steals, critical free throws. You get a championship as an alma mater team, right?
He's a big-time player, man. I wish somebody would give him some kind of scholarship. The guy deserves one. He's carried us. He's been our heart. He's been our leader. And Trey performed tonight the way he's supposed to. The championship caliber.
Coach, it went from 6-0 in the first quarter, a Hobbs Eagle deficit, to a 13-point lead at the half, and then down to the wire regardless. I mean, still an exciting victory for you, but were there some heart palpitations for you at different points in this ballgame?
Oh,
are you calm? Are you a calm guy?
You got a team like Cleveland. They was ranked number 2 and 1 for a reason. They're a good team. They score well and they rebound well. We knew that. And they rebounded and got them back into the game. So I'm just happy we pulled that out.
Coach, it's been very consistent turn for your guys, double-digit wins in all of them. Really no real big down parts of these ball games. I mean, Cleveland did come back. They're a good team. That's what they're here for. But I saw most consistency of a team for the Hobbs Eagles that I've seen here at the Pit throughout the years.
Yeah, they played hard. The kids played hard. They were focused, and they wanted it. And they wanted it. That goes a lot with the heart and the hard work they put in. They deserved it.
Coach, a lot of differences in foul totals tonight. Your guys were battling that most of the second half. What did you tell them in timeouts about to getting that out of their head?
Just play smarter. I mean, we were making dumb fouls, and, you know, sometimes we do that. They're excited. They're trying to make plays, and it happens, but we play through that.
Coach, Ryan Jones been averaging 23 a game here at the tournament. You had him single digits for most of it. Did get 17, a lot of junk points late, but pretty good, decent D job against him. Marcus Williams, another big player, he got 20, but they had to really work for their points.
Yeah, we made it work, and that was our goal. You know, you can't stop good players in high school. The kids played hard. They got good players, and we slowed them down just enough to win the game.
Coach, going back to a player like Kelvin Jones, I know he was a project coming into this team a couple years ago, had to work hard to be a part of the Hobbs Eagle program. 16 points, 9 rebounds tonight, 4 block shots. The kid's gotten tougher over the year, right?
Oh, yeah, he improved a lot. You saw that, Ty, just watching the last 2 years. He improved his free throws, his rebounding, and he didn't make a lot of turnovers like he used to. He played great. He played great.
Coach, you've had many years as a player. You were the all-assist leader for the Hobbs Eagles. This is the 17th championship. It's also the best winning percentage of any Hobbs Eagle team at 30-2 compared to 1955, 30-3. You got a better percentage than they did record-wise. Is there anything better than this at this point in time for you as a head coach?
It's just something we need to build on. I mean, we want to continue this tradition in Hobbs. We got a lot of good kids, got a lot of great support, so we want to continue the tradition.
Coach, I need you for TV. It looks like Coach Reed's going to pull you out here. Congratulations.
All
exciting
right.
Season. Mike Smith, former coach or
Thanks.
Former player and coach. We'll see if Shelby will talk to us. I'll let TJ take him for a minute.
Thank you very much. As we do the headphone shuffle here at the broadcast location, as Coach Shelby Reeves will join us now. And Coach, what a ball game that was. What does this one mean?
Oh, my goodness. You know, this one, you know, these kids have worked hard for it, I mean, since day one. You know something, but realistic, the players earned it. But, you know, before the game, we said this was for Coach Tasker. Coach Tasker will be proud of these boys by their character and by the way they played. This one was for Coach Tasker.
Well, and, you know, they played like very much like a Coach Tasker coach team. Of course, you and Coach Smith both playing for Coach Tasker. And what was it like out there, you know, as, you know, Cleveland started, you know, like their name, they started storming back and kind of went cold there in the third quarter. So what was kind of the discussion in the huddle and over on the bench?
Well, you know, one of the things that we talked to them about at the beginning of the game is that, you know, go out there and play. This is just a regular game. But we all know nerves and butterflies and things, you know, coming. Cleveland is a great team. You know, either way, we could have been number one. I mean, we're number one. They were number two. Or they could have been number one. We could have been number two. This is what the fans and this is what the NMAA wanted to see. And 1-2 versus each other. We both had similar records. We both lost to Centennial. So we knew that, I mean, a great team. We knew they were going to come back and play hard. So, I mean, nobody's ever out of the game. But, you know, the crazy thing about it, you know, Coach Smith and myself, one time we had talked to him and we said, you know, let's see if we can win a game without the big man. And my goodness, you know, we were just playing. But, you know, when he fouled out, you know, that came about and those kids worked hard.
well, and it was the hard work. And, you know, what can you say about players like Trey Nelson down the stretch, stepping up, getting a couple of big free throws right there at the end to really put the nails in the coffin?
Well, you know, I mean, Trey had 23 points, and I just went over to Coach Benford from North Texas, and I told him, sign that kid. You know, you're from Hobbs. You know, you're a coach over in North Texas. This kid, I mean, don't look at his size. This kid have a heart of a champion. Sign this kid.
Well, and, you know, Coach Mike Smith, and I've heard you say it as well over the course of this season, has called Trey the best point guard in the state of New Mexico. And I think he proved that tonight, both with his leadership, his ball handling, and just his overall play on the floor.
You know, the whole tournament, Trey has been working hard. I guess I can say this now. You know, when Trey was a sophomore, when he was on my JV, I used to get onto him hard because I said, you know something, this is going to pay off for you in the long run. You have to be the toughest guy. If you want to win state, you have to be the toughest guard in the state. The toughest guard in the state. And he approved that he is one of the toughest.
Well, he is one of the toughest and one of the best, and he put up a whale of a performance here tonight at the Pit where champions are made. So, Coach Reeves, I know you want to get back over to the celebration, and we'll bring in the next member of the entourage here.
Okay, I just want to say one thing, you know, the great words of Ric Flair, woo!
There you go.
Hey, we're back here live. We got Coach Prieto calling him the Maytag man. And, Coach, I got to talk to you about your big feat there late in the ball game, fourth quarter. We had big man Kelvin Jones, go out with a big elbow gash, blood flowing out of his arm. Comes off the court. I look down. The training staff working on that. You got the peroxide bottle out working on Jones's uniform. Then we noticed that Nelson had blood on his uniform too.
Oh, yeah. When they dove for that ball, Kelvin cut his elbow open and I guess bump it into Trey. And then, of course, the other coach noticed Trey had blood also to get him off the court. So we used peroxide to get blood out of everything. So I just got the bottle, started dumping it all over him.
And that had to be a fast job. I couldn't believe the refs were actually waiting for Jones to get back in action. Usually it'd take about 30 seconds. And if they're not ready to go, they can't come in. But I know the rule is that you have any blood on your uniform, it doesn't come out. They got to switch numbers. Do you guys have extra uniforms ready to go in that case or what?
Yes, we always bring one extra jersey just for that scenario.
So got him back out on the court. Of course, a few minutes after that, he did foul out. What were the coaching staff thinking at that point? Is it just a lot of nerves out there or what?
Well, we've told him to stay down, and he just fouled him. And we have a great bench with Pierre coming in and filling his shoes for that few minutes.
Now, of course, you're the C-team coach, a lot of sophomores and a couple other guys that you have to work with, but you're one of the feeder teams for this program. Do you ever know what guy's going to get called up at any time and who's going to be the big producers for JV or varsity? I mean, it's all part of a big process, right?
Right, it goes week to week. Whoever's having a good practice, and we give everyone a shot, and if they can handle it, they get to stay with us. If not, they stay with me or Coach Martinez.
This looks pretty good for Coach Prieto's resume, adding a state championship as your first year as a C-team coach of the Hobbs Eagle varsity program.
Oh, yeah. Great feeling.
Coach, I know I caught you real quickly there, but yeah, we know that you really got some guys back on the court when they needed to. I know nobody actually sees coaches here on the bench, but that was a critical point. And I guess whenever you coach from now on, you're going to carry a bottle of peroxide, right?
I have one in my bag upstairs still.
Okay. Coach Prieto, of course, C-team coach, assistant for the Hobbs varsity as the Eagles get the victory. And TJ, exciting game. Victory for the Eagles by 4. It looked a little bit dire there towards the end, but they pulled out.
It did. And so the Eagles victorious 60-56. We will take a 3-minute timeout, come back, and wrap up our season. You're listening to Hobbs Eagle Basketball here on the new cool 95.7.